You are listening to iTAMIU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Friday, September 14th. Almost 10,000 local and regional area 8th and 12th graders will descend on the Laredo Energy Arena Tuesday, September 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the historic offering of the first Student Leadership Conference, Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs, or Gear Up, for Pep Rally. The high-energy event, dubbed Today's Learners, Tomorrow's Leaders, is designed to prepare teens to become engaged in post-secondary education and the opportunity it provides them to move their lives forward. By encouraging the students to keep the end in mind, they will create a highly motivated and educated workforce to sustain the region's growth for years to come, explained Dr. Rick Moreno, director of the TAMIU Gear Up 4 program, which is presenting the rally free of charge to participants. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Deborah Saunders-White, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Higher Education Programs for the U.S. Department of Education. Invited guests include Chancellor Francisco Cigarroa of the University of Texas System and Chancellor John Sharp of the Texas A&M University System and Congressman Henry Cuellar. In addition to guest participants, students will have an opportunity to meet with representatives of different colleges and universities to explore programs and opportunities available. For more information on the TAMIU Gear Up 4 program, contact Dr. Moreno at 956-326-2702 or email rick.moreno@tamiu.edu. Music lovers will want to make plans to attend a piano recital featuring the music of Franz Liszt at the TAMIU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall, Tuesday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. Guest pianist for the evening is Dr. Mark Alexander from San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Alexander teaches piano at Our Lady of the Lake University and San Antonio College. He is a distinguished pianist whose performances have been recognized as brilliant in regards to his technique. He holds a Master of Music and Doctor of Music from the University of Texas at Austin and a Bachelor's in Music from the University of Michigan. For more information, please contact Dr. Fritz Gechter, Associate Professor of Music, at fgechter@tamiu.edu or call 956-326-2639. Local and area children will enjoy the current art exhibit, Golden Kite, Golden Dreams, on display at the TAMIU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Gallery. Admission is free and open to the public. The Golden Kite, Golden Dream exhibit is part of a tour around the U.S. It features a retrospective of award-winning illustrations across a 40-year period. The Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators present the Golden Kite Awards annually to recognize excellence in children's literature in four categories: fiction, nonfiction, picture book text, and picture book illustration. The exhibit will be on display through Sunday, November 18th. Gallery hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday or by appointment. For more information and to arrange a group visit, contact Beatty Leinecker, Chair for the Department of Fine and Performing Arts, at 956-326-2649. The state's top leaders will come to Laredo Thursday, September 20th. To celebrate the formal dedication of the TAMIU Senator Judith Saffedini Student Success Center. Scheduled to attend are Governor Rick Perry and Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. The Texas A&M University System Chancellor, John Sharp, will be joined by members of the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents. They will be welcomed by TAMIU students, faculty, staff, and alumni. The ceremony will begin at 11 a.m. in the building's lobby. The public is welcome to attend. TAMIU President Dr. Ray Keck has said that the dedication is most fitting in light of Senator Saffedini's legacy of supporting higher education at TAMIU and across the state. Made possible by state funding initiated by Senator Saffedini in the 2006 legislative session and approved by Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, the Saffedini Student Success Center centralizes essential student service areas under one roof. Current and prospective students can apply for admission, take placement exams, register for classes, explore financial aid, request transcripts, pay for classes, buy books, and obtain academic counseling service all in one location. For additional information, contact the TAMIU Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamiu.edu. University information is also available on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and via free download of the university's smartphone and tablet app from tamu.edu.